Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're with us again today and listening to this broadcast from wherever you are on the planet. With me is a very talented man. He's a return guest to the NewsHour. His name is James Goodlett. He is a producer, a writer, a composer. He does all kinds of things. But one of the things that you need to know about James is that the music that he does is not necessarily pop music. It's not rap. It's not reggae. It's really thematic music that fits for cinemas and it fits for podcasts. It is original music. And as a matter of fact, the music that you're listening to on our broadcast was done by James Goodlett. James, welcome back to the NewsHour. Nice to have you here,
hey,
sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you.
You know, I tell you this every time I see you, and it's been a while because of the pandemic, but you are one of the most talented individuals I know on the planet.
Thank you. Thanks.
You can take snippets. You know, somebody says, hey, I'm doing a podcast or I'm doing whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. And you can take little ideas and then create this beautiful stuff. How do you do that?
Well, one thing that I've done since I was small, I've been interested in just film score music and TV music and whatnot. And I've just bought a lot of CDs with that kind of sound that I've been looking for. And I just studied that, and when I hear music, it's like, oh, I think I can do something with that. Well, I think I can do something now. So I'm always thinking on my feet constantly, and when I'm staying active like that, ideas just come. You know, I just keep that part of my creativity growing.
Now, what equipment are you using to put all this together?
Right now, I'm just using a laptop and a MIDI keyboard.
See,
and
this?
Yeah, it's just what technology you can do today. It's great.
That is. So you've done podcast music for several people that we just found out.
Yes.
No. Yes. Ken Chester, Roadworthy Drive. You
yes,
did
sir.
His music.
Mm-hmm.
You did Rush Niggott's music for his up-and-coming podcast.
Yes, sir.
You're
yes,
working
sir.
On another podcast for mm-hmm. American Cattlemen.
Yes, sir.
As more and more people mm-hmm. understand what it is you do, I imagine, and this is original music, so you're not copying something. You know, people mm-hmm. who are in the podcast world can get a hold of you and original music mm-hmm. that they don't have to worry about copyright issues, yes?
Exactly. That's the point. There's just so much that you can just take out there. So much inspiration.
Yeah.
So many ideas. And that's what I do. And I've actually trained myself. I push myself all the time. What can I do differently? Can I do country music? Can I do Middle Eastern music? Can I do European music? You know? So, yeah, I try to keep it as original, not just for my clients, but for myself as well, so I can continue to grow.
So you have a YouTube channel.
Yes, sir.
And we will link out to that. Mm-hmm. We'll also have samples of some of James' compositions up mm-hmm. on the radio blog for you to listen to. So if your sweet spot mm-hmm. that you'd like people to understand about your business, what it mm-hmm. is you do and how you do it, who would be your target audience? Who out there would be somebody that could benefit from your creativity?
Just creators, people like videographers, and you know, people like cinematographers and podcasters, just anybody in media, because as you mentioned before, it's really thematic. And so I can really add that extra element. So somebody comes to me, I need it to sound like this. And I can actually go to that and say, okay, I know what you're talking about. And that's one thing that is my strength, is be able to produce something that when you hear it, this comes to mind.
Yeah.
And people need to have that in their media. So it's like when they're off and maybe, you know, grocery shopping, whatever, when they hear that, that's one thing I really like about, you know, John Williams, Star Wars. When you hear his music, it's go to, oh, it's Star Wars or it's Indiana Jones. And it's like, you know what? I got to have that for my music.
Mm-hmm. So it's identifiable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I want you to be identifiable.
Right. It's part of the brand.
Exactly.
Yeah. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the music that you hear on our broadcast was from James Goodlett, and we give you credit every single day.
Thank you.
About
Thank
that.
You. Honored.
Well, no, it's and you surprised us with that. If you remember correctly, several years ago, you just sent me a link to this thing and said, here you go. And that was such a great gift because it fits perfectly with our broadcast. My guest is James Goodlett, Jam Good Productions, ladies and gentlemen. And come to find out, we have lots of things and lots of people in common in that creative space. I was just in Nashville, Tennessee, James, and I was there on assignment. And you talk about music and creativity. The place is crawling with musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And producers and agents. All the people that make that work. And you never know when you're going to be discovered.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's your gig, too, right? I mean, you said cinematic, thematic. There should be a place in the creative space, even in Iowa or the Midwest, where you could team up with some producers of video and cinema.
I definitely would love to do that. Lots of creators all over. A lot of people don't know that Des Moines is a hidden gem, such as this show is a hidden gem. It's a hidden gem and just needs to be brought out. And people like me could thrive after time, but just got to put in our time, just like they're doing in Nashville.
Well, you're coming up to what, 45?
45 in March, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Congratulations. What day in March?
March 5th.
Yeah, and my son is on the 19th, so.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, almost, right?
Yeah, almost, almost.
When we get into this, what drives you? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and sometimes it makes some money, sometimes it's a little dry. What drives you to keep going?
It's what drives any artist that loves what they do. It's like, you know, why am I here on earth? You know, that kind of question is like, what, and the thing is, you know, that question, a lot of people ask that question, what my purpose is. And this is what and I teach music as well. I teach production and whatnot. And I have at my church, I teach a lot of young kids. And it's very important that if you want to know what you do, or your purpose, right? Your talents, exploit your talents, what makes you happy. People told me that all the time, what makes you happy, do what makes you happy. And it will pay off after a while. Right. You know, just got to hone in on it, just really, that's what keeps me going. You know, I don't get paid all the time for it, but I love what I do, and I'm good at what I do, and everybody, you enjoy what I do. And that's the other thing, to hear your joy in what I do, that really helps me feel like I'm giving something back, and that I'm meaningful.
You're also doing some online music teaching, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
What's
exactly.
What's that about?
That's about what you... Now, you were talking about you went to Nashville, right? Yeah. It's very important for people like you, people like me, to go to places like that because I talk about expanding your creative library. And what that is simply exposing yourself to other things that you're not used to generate your ideas and to inform your creativity. And as you do that, your creative library expands. So when it goes to creating your show or coming up with any kind of anything like that, you can just do more because your inspiration is just greater. You've been exposed to more. So I teach that. Yes, there are a lot of people that can teach piano and teach guitar and all those kind of things. But my specialty in that area is just not just playing the piano, but how do you expand your creative library to be able to approach music your way? So when you play the same music a lot of people play, let's say a lot of people play Elvis Presley, but when you play Elvis Presley, it's your way. It's a little different. People say, wow, how did you do that? I've heard that song so many times, but for some reason, it's different. And what's different is their creative library is just expanded where they can just take that song and make it genuinely their own, adding more to their purpose and why they do what they do.
So that then expands their creative juices and allows them maybe another outlet
exactly
to what it is they're doing. Our guest is James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen. He is a creator and a producer of original music. If you are in the market for some original music, this is the guy to contact. I've known him for years, upstanding guy, and he does a wonderful job. You were recently in New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
amazing. Yeah. Because that's where jazz, you know, a lot of people argue that's where a lot of American music began, because way back in 1700s, that's where, you know, the slaves were able to have, like, Sunday services. And out of that came jazz, you know, later on. And then jazz made its way to Chicago and to the coast and whatnot. But a very, very musical city, very cultural. I mean, I went down there expecting a lot of life, a lot of music, and I got just that. Yeah. Went to the French Quarter, a lot of bars, a lot of music everywhere. And that's just what a place like me, I want a place like that. I want to visit to be able to get that kind of inspiration. Talk about my creative library. Go down to like the roots of American music, American jazz. Go down there, see where it came from, Louis Armstrong and all that kind of stuff. So it was amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is an amazing place. And not many people know this, but that was one of the centers. You mentioned the slaves and doing church. That was one of the slave trading centers.
Yes, sir.
I believe there were some 27 different auction areas there that dealt in human beings. I mean, can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, here we are in 2023, and this is being debated.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just craziness to me. We don't do politics on the NewsHour, but that is one of those.
It's just history.
It is history. And so many people have a hard time owning up to that history and knowing what it's like. James Goodlett, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's a teacher. He's a writer. He's a creator. He's a producer. We thank the world of James and his work. And we urge you, once again, if you're looking for original stuff, thematics, this is the man to talk to. Final question for you, James. What's next?
Growing my teaching business, you know, because that's one way that I feel like I'm giving back, you know, my purpose. You know, if I can teach other people to expand their creative library, then that's a part of me that's going out into the world.
Yeah.
So that right there. And also getting more clients, you know, to produce for podcasts and that kind of deal. So that's what's on the table for me right now.
I got it. He's working every day.
Mm-hmm.
James, thanks so very much for sitting down with us.
Thank you. A pleasure.
James Goodlett, a master composer for original music. So we've been teasing you all program long about the sounds that James creates. Now let's take a listen to several samples. You might not be able to dance to it or sing along, but it is great music for cinematographers, bloggers, individuals who are creating podcasts. If you need original music that's really first rate, contact James Goodlett. We've got his contact information in the radio blog. Well, that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music, yes, the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for James, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.